Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting third. The second baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Egan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wilbur Wood. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting third. The first baseman, Roberto Peña. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Andy Kosko. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rob Ellis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ted Kubiak. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marcelino Lopez. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Marcelino Lopez. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Kosko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hershberger moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald strikes out. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kosko. May reaches second base with a double. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan takes first base on ball 4. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales strikes out. One out. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood bunts towards the mound. Lopez fields it and throws to third for the out. Egan moves to second. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Ellis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. the Brewers will come to bat. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez strikes out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKinney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hershberger. The throw from Rodriguez and he is safe. Hershberger steals second. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McKinney takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hershberger moves to third. McKinney moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak fields it and has McKinney trapped. There's the throw to Harper and over to Theobald, who tags McKinney for the out. Hershberger scores. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. It's White Sox, 1, Brewers, 1. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. Melton moves to second. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. May takes first base on ball 4. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Egan hits a fly ball into left field. Cosco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Marcelino Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-1 in the game. Theobald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Theobald. The throw from Egan and he is safe. Theobald steals second. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wood moves to second. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Wood trying to get to home. Cosco throws the ball into Rodriguez, who tags Wood, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Lou Krause now pitching. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Andy Cosco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cosco is 0-for-1 in the game. Cosco hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Cosco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-2 in the game. Reichardt strikes out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May strikes out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-1 in the game. Kubiak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Brewers. Lou Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause bunts towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Kubiak moves to second. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Egan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper juggles the ball. That's an error on Harper. Egan goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 2, Brewers, 2. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. Wood takes first base on ball four. Morales moves to second. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morales scores. Wood moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, White Sox. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Hershberger bunts towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. Wood moves to third. Williams moves to second. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McKinney hits a fly ball towards center. May catches it and throws to home to double up Wood. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 2 in the game. Peña hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Cosco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cosco is 0 for 2 in the game. Cosco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cosco. The throw from Egan and he is out, Morales applying the tag. Two outs. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Melton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 3 in the game. Reichardt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May. May reaches second base with a double. Reichardt goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, White Sox. Skip Lockwood now pitching. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Egan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 3 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Wood is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May strikes out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kubiak hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Kubiak reaches second base with a double. May moves to third. Al Yates pinch hits for Skip Lockwood. Al Yates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yates hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. May tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5-3, White Sox. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Theobald hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. John Morris now pitching. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams is hit by the pitch. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Rodriguez and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McKinney hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-3, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Melton strikes out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jay Johnstone now playing center field. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-3 in the game. Peña hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Peña reaches second base with a double. Andy Cosco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cosco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cosco is called out on strikes. One out. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ellis strikes out. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-3 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Egan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-4 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ellis. Morales reaches second base with a double. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morales. The throw from Rodriguez and he is safe. Morales steals third. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Wood is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Hisa pinch hits for John Morris. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.